Okay, next up, Nodal Nim.
It's a grand parade and it's something more. We may not agree, but let's not ignore. It's a grand parade and there's something else. We don't really know what this is.
So, here's Nodal Nim, and we go from sweet guitars to straight up here. Hey, I've got a mandolin, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yep. That's not a guitar. It's a mando. Pretty sure.
It's a mandolin. It's a mandolin, and it's okay. It's like, it's interesting to see, of all people who came back, I was very surprised that Nodal Nim came back, because how long ago did Nodal Nim appear in Songfight?
No, I don't idea. Think Nodal Nim was ever on my radar. Like, never.
Nodal Nim made some appearances in... Oh, gosh. Made two appearances back in... No, actually, no. One appearance. Back in 2006. And then suddenly came back here, which is just like, wow. Like, it really... Songfight 1000 really pulls them in from everywhere. Like, as songs go, I felt like it came off as a bit of a novelty, which it's not the worst thing in the world, but...
Jesus. I'm sorry. You already know this about his name?
No.
It's an acronym.
It's an acronym for mandolin?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
I was just looking at that trying to figure out what the hell it was Nodal Nim supposed to be. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Oh, no.
I hate it even more now. I didn't hate it. But
yeah.
Look, okay. I'm fine with an acronym name. You know, I'm fine with that. I mean, it's an acronym of mandolin.
Yeah.
Okay. So someone else take over. I'm
okay.
I'm shaking to my core by that.
I think we've said all we're going to say about Nodal Nim.
No, I haven't said my piece.
Oh, okay.
So other than to figure out this zodiac naming of ES. I mentioned that the high B of the mandolin makes it sound like we're starting the song at the climax and then just sort of hanging out there for the whole span of the song, because it's like, it's this really, you know, it's the chord, but the highest note on it is that high B. And it's a choice. It's a strong choice, I'm going to say. And I like it sort of, but for a G and M song, it's a lot. To just have that coming out of the gate with that and then just staying there for the whole goddamn song.
Yeah. The only thing I have to say that I haven't said already is that I think it's a live recording, and respect for people who do live recordings, because that's hard.